A little history of modern music. The spring semester is almost over, Professor Skizen said as he slowly paced, almost drifted, from one side of the classroom to another, a manner he had just recently adopted. Only a week and a half remain, and most of you will leave the campus, leave this community, for your summer vacation and your menial job in a fast food restaurant. Then, after a few months, to play the alternatives, those of you who haven't failed this class or some lesser subject, those of you who haven't transferred to one of the cheaper Ivies, graduated to the job market, or run away to Europe or the circus, those who remain will return. That means most of you will be back, for who fails at Whittlebauer? We are so built upon success. Of course, in order to come to college, you had to fly from your nest, bid bye-bye to your yard, your toaster, your elm tree with its tired swing. Too many love things for me in this shaved hour to touch on, or to name. And from that vantage point, hold on, you may have brought your toaster with you to school, true. Bags of clothes, toaster, yes, certainly, indispensable. Anyway, from that perspective, what you shall do next is fly back to your old neighborhood. Take your toaster, if that pleases. Note this. You shall go home even if the elm is dying, even if an ant is, even if you don't want to. This cycle of departure and return, evaporation and rain, yo and yo-yo, will be repeated in one form or another your entire lives. I beg your pardons, all. I used a misleading migratory metaphor, branch, nest, yard, garden, not wise, because the migratory bird has two homes, its cool summer cottage and its warm winter cabana. Hands if you see the difference. When you achieve physicianhood, you may be able to afford it, but let me turn this inadequate image to account. Twin homesteads are not unknown to sociological research. Our Earth has two poles. Such divided loyalties are regularly demonstrated by those in the dough, though one habitation is usually the castle, while the other is a cabin. If you have too many homes, however, as the jet-setter presumably does, we are compelled to say you are homeless, as only the very rich can be. Such people are on permanent vacation, not to and fro, but fro and fro. A woeful situation. Miss Rudolph, if you have a cough that bad, you should go to the infirmary. The dorm room here is your local habitation, from which every morning, if you can manage it, you rise from your bed and wobble off to crunch some sugar-laden processed wheat or corn before it sogs in the bowl. You proceed through a habitual schedule throughout the day and return at the end to that same rubble of a room to study, perhaps to play, to chat with a friend, before sleep once again takes you into its chamber of dreams and its crude simulation of death. Perhaps you will drive a tin Lizzie back to your home, or your family car will come for you, Father and Aunt Louise, or you will ride a bus with a bunch of strangers from another world. What?